With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some sad news in the world of sports. One of the most iconic boxers in history has passed away.
You're not going to see me back up. I refuse.
George Foreman, the glowering heavyweight who became a lovable champion, has died. The fearsome heavyweight who lost the Rumble in the Jungle to Muhammad Ali before authoring an inspiring second act as a 45-year-old champion and a successful businessman was 76. A native Texan, Foreman began his boxing career as an Olympic gold medalist who inspired fear as he climbed to the peak of the heavyweight division by stopping Joe Frazier in 1973. He was best known as the face of the George Foreman grill, which sold more than 100 million units. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Trump administration wins another round, this time against an Ivy League university.
Columbia University agreed Friday to put its Middle East Studies department under new supervision and overhaul its rules for protest and student discipline. The school, acquiescing to an ultimatum by the Trump administration to implement those and other changes, or risk losing billions of dollars in federal funding.
That is correspondent Ken Lormand reporting. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr says he'll step up efforts to allow more locally produced content on TV and radio stations around the country.
One of the biggest things I'm doing as a policy matter is I'm having the backs of local broadcasters when they are pushing back on some of that, you know, Hollywood and New York programming that's being shoved down their throats.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. has a legal right to deport pro-Hamas student organizer Mahmoud Khalil.
Bottom line is, you know, if you told us that these are the things you were going to do when you came to the United States, we never would have given you, we should never give you a visa. If this is what you do once you get into the United States on a visa, we're going to revoke your visa or whatever status you have.
This is SRN News. People in the U.K. are buying a lot of Bibles up these days.
By every measure, Christianity is in decline all across the U.K. and has been for most of the 21st century. But somebody wants to read the scriptures. Publishers report that sales of the Bible have risen 87% in the last 5 years, while sales of all other books have gone down. Analysts believe young people, Generation Z in particular, are making most of those Bible purchases, suggesting they have a spiritual hunger and are trying to satisfy it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Dakota State Senate has rejected a measure that would have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its landmark 2015 ruling that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. A vote to approve would have made North Dakota the first state to make such an overture to the court. The State House passed a resolution last month. Massachusetts-based Mass Resistance, a pro-family group, promoted the resolution in North Dakota and is doing so in other states as well. This is SRN News. They can be a nasty weapon, but don't try to possess them in the Wolverine state.
A Michigan court says there is no constitutional right to have brass knuckles. It is a weapon typically associated with violent ambushes in dark alleys and banned in 24 states. The Michigan Court of Appeals has declined to interfere with a 1931 law that carries a 5-year prison term for having the brass or metallic knuckles. Attorneys for a Grand Rapids man say brass knuckles are an excellent tool for self-defense. Jason Walker reporting.
Heathrow Airport says it's fully operational today after an almost day-long closure sparked by an electrical substation fire. The airport says it has added flights so an extra 10,000 passengers can get to where they're going, but airlines warn there will be severe disruptions lasting for days. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.